there's been nothing intuitive about this latest price action in markets. We chalk it up to investors not willing to confront harsh realities and risks associated with rising inflation and exhausted policies, instead choosing to believe that lower for longer is here to stay no matter what. But we are more concerned about this upward trend in U.S. inflation reads and believe it will be a source of more discomfort for financial markets in the weeks ahead. At the moment, perhaps it's easy to shrug it off, especially with the Fed already addressing any rise in inflation as being unsustainable. But we're not convinced this is the case, especially after inflation has been in this prolonged, subdued state of hibernation and well capable of roaring back at any moment. So we would take the latest extension of record high U.S. stocks and retreat in the U.S. dollar with a grain of salt, and would be on the lookout for a turnaround back the other way in the sessions ahead. None of it feels like it can be trusted right now, and it all feels rather fragile. Earlier today, the RBNZ left rates on hold and policy on hold as widely expected. Key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day include Eurozone industrial production, U.S. import prices, an ECB Lagarde appearance, and Fed Chair Powell speak. We also hear from other central bankers at the ECB and Fed and BOE as well. That's all for now.